Welcome to High Performance. This is what's in store today.
When you touch some people, you feel the energy. You feel if it's good, if need love, if it's upset, if it sleep well, if you know, you can have a lot of information that is so important after to manage, because you are not going to manage a robot. You are going to manage a person that you are going to ask for the best.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi there, I'm Jake Humphrey. You're listening to the High Performance Podcast, the podcast that delves into the minds of some of the most successful athletes, visionaries, entrepreneurs, leaders, and artists on the planet, and aims to unlock the very secrets to their success. So, Damien, I think you're rather going to relish the next hour or so.
Absolutely, looking forward to it. Yeah, this is a man that seems to create a real family atmosphere in the cultures that he develops to achieve high performance. So I'm looking forward to exploring that.
So am I. Right, let's get going then and welcome a man who, as a teenager, was scouted by Marcelo Bielsa, who had a lasting impact on him. He won trophies at Newell's Old Boys, Espanyol and PSG as a player. He played for Argentina, getting to Michael Owen pretty well in 2002. He's now best known for management. Impressive spells at Espanyol and Southampton took him to Tottenham, where he took them to finals. He delivered their best league finish in 25 years. He played football that was as effective as it was impressive. And he left after 5.5 successful years. But what are his secrets? His secrets to inspiring people, to selecting people, to remaining relentless, to creating culture, to dealing with disappointment, yet still remembering how important family and friends are. What can Maurizio Pochettino tell you to help you live a high performance lifestyle? Well, Maurizio, first of all, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for letting us into your home to have this conversation. It's hugely appreciated. When I say high performance, what do you think of?
High performance is to try to be close always, to be the best, give your best, be ahead of everything that happens around you, be with the best people that you can find, or being curious, that is so important. No accept that everything that you are doing is good. Always to put in question yourself. I don't know. I can talk during a few minutes. High performance is always trying to improve, to learn, and be curious to be in always in communication with the best people, trying to learn and be ready.
Let's talk about Marcelo Bielsa. He came into your life at quite a young age. How much of an impact did he have on you? I suppose I'm wondering whether you grew up with this relentless high-performance mindset, wanting to be the best and to get the best from people around you, or whether it was the influence of people like Bielsa that opened the door for you, showed you the way.
Yes, I think Marcelo played a very important game for us. All the players that were under his management always, I think, like or not like his method or not, or philosophy, I think that we, how you introduce that podcast, say about to, I think they can inspire us. I think that was the most important thing. One definition for him that he put the seed in my brain to try to find my way in what I love it to do is to play football and then to be a coach. That I think was the most important, because I am not a follower of him or I am not doing what he's doing, because it's impossible, because he's unique. But yes, he can inspire myself, trying to find my way and try to create my own way.
I found it interesting, Maurizio, that you recount that he came to your house when you were 14 and got you up in the middle of the night to recruit you. And then he watched you for 5 minutes in one performance and decided that he wanted you to be part of his team. What was it you think that he recognised in you in that 5 minutes that made him want to invest his time with you?
Yes, I think I was one that after I was successful, but for sure they appear maybe like me, maybe 1,000 histories, maybe similar, but maybe 99% of this situation never been successful like I was, I guess, maybe, no? In this moment, what you are going to do when you are at 2 o'clock in the morning in a house in the middle of nowhere in a town like Murphy, that you knock the door and two people wake up and say, oh, we want to see your son. And what you need to do is to use your seduction, like to be very nice and kind. I say, oh, what a nice legs. He's going to be the best central back or player in the world. And then happen or not happen. You know, always we explain the history that are very successful, but the history that are not successful. But it's important to know that Bielsa wasn't alone. Bielsa was with Jorge Grifa. Jorge Grifa, for me, is another very important person like Marcelo, no? Because he was the director of the academy, and he was a great character. He was a great player in Atletico de Madrid during 10 years. I remember always Luis Aragonés say to me one day, Jorge Grifa, learn myself and us how win was a winner. All that situation happened, but happened because a group of players. Marcelo was a great character, but was with one of the best, I think, characters and personality that I knew in football, like Jorge Grifa. It's like when people talk about myself, no? But I am not alone. It's Jesus, it's Tony, it's Mickey, it's different people that make you look better. And for me, they are so important, like I am important, and maybe now I am talking with you. But today, I think football is changing, like the rules are changing, and in the model change, the way to work change, the group of the coaching staff change, the player need to be managed for in a different way. Now you need that the group, the coaching staff become the leader. Of course, it's different face, different character inside. But now we try to change that mentality that is only one name, one sure. face. Now is the leadership become through the group of the staff. If not today, the player need to feel that Jesus is the leader too, not only the gaffer, but Tony the same. You know, all the people need to create that way.
Yeah.
Because the player need to are completely different, and you need to evolve. And today, the society and the young player are living in a different world.
Reading your own accounts of Jorge Grifa, you spoke about him being a father figure, and he was somebody that when you moved away at 14, he, like you described, that he helped you as much as a person, as much as a player.
Yes, I think was they were ahead of the time. I think Jorge Grifa and Marcelo Bielsa, they were 20, 30 years ahead of the different clubs. And always was make me think, I was very lucky to meet these people that make me better player, but a great person with a great mentality. Of course, my father, my family were there and helped me to be the man that I am today. But of course, how important are the people that spend 12 hours with you in the training ground are so important. That is why the people are key, and you need to have lucky into meet people that can help you to achieve your dreams in your professional side, and of course, like a person too, because I think can be compatible. Yeah, I think that is the most important. When you can see a very nice professional with a great talent, very humble people and great people, I think that is the most, for me, is the most value that you can find in a professional.
So when you talk about football changing and people changing, in the modern game, how do you inspire a 19-year-old who earns lots of money, plays in a beautiful stadium, trains in a beautiful training ground, travels everywhere first class, their attention to detail or their attention span is short these days. As a manager, as a group of managers and leaders, including Jesus and the rest of the team, what's the trick to getting into those minds of modern young people?
First of all, you need to know the young lad that you have him from, because all came from a different background. And you need to inspire, for sure, Dele Alli in different way that you are going to inspire Harry Kane or Hugo Lloris with different age. When you know and you have the capacity, like a group, to identify the profile of the player, to know every single situation that happened in the past, when they were a child, where they grow, they came from Brazil, they came from Ireland, from Korea. I think you cannot inspire all in the same way. And the circumstances are so important, because all are in a different circumstance in a moment that you are going to face them and to talk with them. And the reality changes every day, and you need to be updated every day about what is going on inside them. And
how do you do that?
But that is the key.
Talk to them a lot?
That is why that genuine we spend more than 12 hours on the training ground. And how important is not only my closest staff, if not all the staff. Our first thing that when we arrived to Espanyol or when we arrived to Southampton or to Tottenham was to work with the staff, with the club staff. Because the club staff, they need to understand us, how we are, how we need to work, and we need to listen to them, how they love to work or the habit that they have. No, because they come from different way to work, and we need to centralize and to try to create our own philosophy. You need to create your own philosophy. If not, it's impossible, because the kidman or the chef or the physio or the doctor, like the assistant manager or the manager, I think we need to believe and to build our own way. If not, if we believe in different way to work or to do the things, we are going to crash in some point. And the message that is going to arrive to the player is going to be completely different. And then when the weakness arrive and when the problem arrive, that is going to make you to be strong. and stick with your ideas, because always happen. 11 players that play are strong, mentality, happy, exciting, and motivate, and believe in everything that you are going to tell. But the rest that are on the bench, or the players that are not in the squad, they cannot see the door open and to listen different voice. Okay, yes, no, listen different voice, yes, but not different way to translate the message. And that is so important, to stick with the message. But first of all, we need all belief, and we need to be part. The kidman need to put his ideas on the group, and he need to feel that, oh, look, my idea is so important to build this philosophy. And if you can create that, it's going to be massive. That is why I think Tottenham was very successful in 5 years. In the moment that we start to open doors, start to disappear these magic things, you know? That is painful to see that, but that is important when you are successful. To keep the successful is to be strong with this and to try to improve in this.
So you keep the same approach, but you improve it, yeah.
So what would you say then were the three non-negotiable behaviours that when you've been at Espanyol, Southampton and Tottenham, what are the three behaviours that define your culture?
Yeah, to be honest, I was changing in my period like a manager in 11 years. First day, I said to myself, I'm not going to negotiate, and I'm going to be inflexible in all the situation that I believe that need to be in some direction. But after, with the time, I think, cross the line to the opposite. You start to feel that you need to negotiate and you need to be flexible. Like in the game, you know, you need to be flexible and not rigid. And I think now I am more in this another side, that why not to negotiate? Why not to be flexible? I think all the circumstances are different, and I think make you to find better solution, and I think you can deal better with the problems. And I think when I was with no experience, I think that is why with no experience I was worse manager than I am today, you know.
So when did that realization of having to be flexible, when, at what stage did in your career?
I think it was growing because, and then you met people that make you change your vision of the thing and you improve, you know. That is why always we talk like a group of, our responsibility is to try to provide always the best thing to the staff and to the players. I think it's... you need to be curious and no stick. If something work, believe that it's going to work forever. I think if today work, you need to think that maybe tomorrow no work, and you need to find a solution or to evolve in this aspect. And I think it's so important to have people with this interest in about to always thinking that we need to change. We need to change because you need to progress and you need to be better and learn every day.
So that fits with the story that you tell when Bielsa came to Espanyol, and you say that he made you cry because he said that you were in a comfort zone. So how do you stop getting in that comfort zone now that you're a coach? Who stops you getting too comfortable?
Yes, I think it's natural now. I think it was a massive shock for me in this moment, because you believe when you are 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 that you are mature enough. But if you are, people make you believe that you are God, in this moment you stop to learn and you stop to grow and you stop to get mature. In this moment, I think Bielsa was a massive impact for me, because I say, what you are telling me? I was the best central back last season in Spain. But in this moment, you know, I realized, and when he explained to me, I say, yes, what a stupid I was. I was like a child, behave very immature. and not behave like a man that I believe that I was. And in this moment, I think was a big shock, and I think was to get mature very quick and start to think and to change in the way that I was thinking.
So how do you now deal with players who you don't think are buying into your philosophy? What's your approach to them?
No, I think, first of all, it's not my philosophy, it's our philosophy. And then, like the staff, with the staff we build a philosophy, I think the player, I think you need to work with them for them to understand that our philosophy is to try to find the best way and the best tool for them to perform in the way that they want to perform. Because on the end, it's very simple, the psychology in football. I was a professional player, I played World Cups, I win titles when I was a player. Some manager maybe didn't play football in a professional side. I play. No one can tell me how you feel. And only if you are a professional player, you are going to understand this player. But the player is so simple because the player want to play, and the player want to be the best on the pitch. And when you are the assistant manager, the coach, the goalkeeper coach, the first, the physio, the doctor, all they need to feel the confidence and need to feel the trust in the people that is close to you. And when the player understand that you are working for them, it's not about philosophy to play 1-4-4-2 or 1-4-3-3 or play more defensive in a counter-attack or dominate the game. It's about that they feel that you want the best for them. That is the most important thing. Philosophy, methodology, style of football, or different ideas, I think, are not important. First of all, they need to understand the player that all that we are going to do are not to punish them. Always, if we are not going to give 1 week off, it's because we want the best for them. It's not because we don't want that then enjoy life. It's because they are professional. If after one game and you are going to play another game, and if you give 3 days off, and the player go to France, to Spain, and Spain, nice life. Yes, first of all, the player are going to be happy because you allowed to go and enjoy with. But after, when they are not going to performance on the pitch, they are going to attack you. Say, come on, you need to be professional. But that is difficult to create this thin line that. Be fair when the player needs holidays, when the player needs rest, but when you need to push them. But always is, for me, that is the key point, and the player need to trust in you. If some player one day is running, another is doing gym, another is at home, they need to understand it's the best for them, because it's the preparation that are going to help them to performance in the way that they want on the pitch.
See, there's a word there you've used twice, Mauricio, that really interests me. You've spoken about
only
trust.
Twice. And only twice?
But you spoke about the importance of trust.
Yes.
And it seems, looking at your coaching career, that you develop a family feel around the teams that you coach, where trust is obviously essential. I'm interested of how do you go about building trust with players that you've never met before? Day by day.
This is the only way with your behavior and being natural and behave like you are. I think that is the most important. It's one thing is when we arrive at Tottenham, because how we are very close people, Latin people. We love to hug, to shake hands, to kiss. And first day that we arrived to the training ground, 27th of May, that we signed our contract in 2014, we arrived to the restaurant, we shake hands with all the people. We see the staff, we shake hands. We see the chairman, we shake hands. That is respect. Is to be close, is to touch, is to be interested for the people that you are going to spend time working and fighting to try to win. That is, when you touch some people, you feel the energy. You feel if it's good, if need love, if it's upset, if it sleep well, if, you know, you can have a lot of information that is so important after to manage, because you are not going to manage a robot. You are going to manage a person that you are going to ask for the best, and you are going to try to get the best to try to achieve the all that you want, and that's
so.
Is
when
so
you
important.
Shake hands, then, and yes. you sense that there is a negative energy, or there is a lack of energy.
Yeah, negative, positive, you feel everything.
Yeah. So
yeah,
how?
But you don't need to be a special person. I think we have all the capacity to feel. I think you all feel. If I shake hands with power, with negativity, because I like you or because I don't like you, that is the moment to create some link.
What do you do then if you get a negative feeling?
Yes, you need to find why. We always talk when we arrive in the morning that you plan to do some training session. But after, when you feel the group, you say, no, we are going to change. Or we are going for some meetings and we are going to talk about some subject. And in the moment that I feel when shake hands or when I feel the atmosphere on the room, we change and we talk about, I don't know where. It's always, I think it's so important to have the plan, but always be very aware about what the player need or the team need in every single moment. Because football is like this, it's about to take decision, make decision, in the moment that you know how you feel. And football is about feelings.
You speak about energy. The other attribute that seems important for you is attitude.
Yeah.
How do you define attitude?
Yeah, but life is about attitude. If you don't have attitude, you're not going to achieve nothing.
Sure, you know? But people listening to this, how, like, what would you explain is attitude?
Yes, I think it's everything. In life, it's everything. You can have all the talent that God provide you when you born, or your mom, your genetic, or your dad. But without attitude, you are not going to achieve nothing. You can dream, but without attitude, nothing. You are going to have luck if you have the right attitude. That is why, for me, it's so important, the attitude.
So if there was a young player listening to this podcast, how would you explain what you look for as a good attitude?
Sometimes we blame this young lad because of their behavior, but we need to go farther and to find why they behave in the way that they behave. And it's difficult to advise these people if you don't know from where they came and why they behave in the way that they behave. The advice is difficult to advise if you don't know the people. It's easy to say, okay, my advice is to... You need to trust in your coach. You need to do what your sports science say. You need to let coach yourself. You need to be nice kid. That I seen is easy, not to advise the people or to have a word. But the most important is not that. The most important is how you are going to build the trust, how you are going to build that they are going to listen and do what you advice. That thing is the most important thing, to find the way to do this, because to give advice is easy. You know, you need to teach this young lad, and that is why sometimes it's easy to blame. It's not ready. Okay, it's not ready, and yeah, we know all that it's not ready. That is why he's young. But you need to work with him to be ready.
Yep.
You know, and that is what maybe is our capacity, like a group, to try to create a big group in all the club that we were, like Southampton or Espanyol, to create and to build the platform for the not only the young, the senior player too, or Hugo Lloris with 30 years old, and be the best keeper and won the World Cup with France. I think to use all the platform to improve, like a player, but in the same way, growing in the same level like a professional and like a player, you know. And then it's up to them to use this platform. That is, I think, is important to understand, no?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Today's show is brought to you by Mint Mobile. You know, my favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. You know, that feeling of just decluttering your life and you think, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. Like, how have I been affording that? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan, go to mintmobile.com/HPP. That's mintmobile.com/HPP. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/HPP. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gig on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Winning is an everyday mindset. On the Ways to Win podcast, Craig and Coach Cal use their on-court wisdom to solve your off-court problems. Whether it's trouble at home or a workplace dilemma, the coaches will help you find a winning formula for success. You'll hear from prominent athletes, business leaders, and celebrities who reveal insights that made them into the leaders they are today. And don't miss President Obama sharing how he deals with pressure by projecting confidence, believing in your team, and taking criticism. Listen to Ways to Win wherever you get your podcasts.
How great does it feel when you take experienced older players, players who've been at a club for a long time, young players, players you've bought for huge amounts of money, and you've put them all together and you've made the attitude work? You walk in the room, you feel a good energy. You go out on the field, they play the way you want them to play. They talk to each other the way you want them to talk.
No, because I think, yes, it's so simple. When you are capable to create a nice environment, happy environment with a good energy, all the people that arrive for different level, different country, different nationality, different culture, is going to be, that atmosphere is going to be so powerful that it's going to involve you in this similar energy. Like when it's negative, it's so powerful negativity that is going, you can arrive being so nice and positive and smiling, but after a few minutes you are going to be in the same circle, no? That is why we need to protect every day and in every single decision, and sometimes when that is difficult for people to understand, when the people believe that understand football, but football is simple, but in the same time it's so complicated, because one thing can change this positivity and change in negativity, and all that run well is going to run wrong.
Wrong, yeah.
Yes, and that is why is. When you win games, you need to work more to try to keep winning, because it's easy to go down. But when you go down, it's so difficult to turn and again go up.
When you look back on your time at Tottenham, is the thrill for you the finals and the big wins, or is the thrill for you improving people, creating a culture, creating an environment of positivity where everyone is lifted up and everyone becomes a better version of themselves? Or is it just 3 points? What's the thrill?
First of all, I think in football, you need to create or build things or coach or work how you are, you know, and we are not going to change. I cannot manage the team like Guardiola or Klopp.
Be you, no mask.
Exactly, you need to be yourself. And of course, it's part of our identity, like a coaching staff, in the way that we work. I think with structure and helping the player to be better, I think you are going to be close to win titles. But of course, when I was a player or when I was a child, I always win. I always was about to compete. I love the game. I love to play football, but more than play the game, I love to compete. I want to win in everything. For me, in a professional high performance, is compete.
Yeah.
But for be the best competitor, you need to be professional and to have a plan and to have organization and to create this, to build this platform that is going to be the best thing to help you like an individual player, but a collective player, because football is a collective sport. And I think is, if you have the capacity to invest every season 300 million and you are going to be to bring the best player in every single position, of course you are going to be close to win more than if you don't have this type of capacity or quality player, and not only with the platform you are going to win. But I think when the mix is, you can have the best player that you have, that you can find with the best platform to perform, I think you are going to be close to win big things.
I'd like to get your thoughts on fault versus responsibility, because I believe that lots of people hide behind fault. They blame everything else for things that aren't right, whereas we should all take 100% responsibility for the situation we're in. And I often look at football managers and I think, for you and for Jesus and for the whole team, the whole management team, there's always lots of people and lots of things you can blame. Ah, blame the referee. Ah, blame the goalkeeper. Ah, blame the missed penalty. Blame the crowd. How important in life is it, regardless of your job, to take complete responsibility for you and for your surroundings and for the direction your life goes?
Yes, I think it says you need to be responsible about your life first, and you need to feel that you drive your life, and you need to be confident that how you are going to drive your life is going to bring all that you want. And then is the idea that you are going to translate that, of course, it's a lot of circumstances that can happen during a game of football. The VAR can be good or bad for your interest. Some decision can affect, yes, but in a short period. But I think you need to always think that is your responsibility. If you don't win the game, it's because you need to improve and be better the next day. And if we talk about the final of the Champions League, you know, how the VAR was using after, that was penalty. That's another that was more clear, handball wasn't penalty. You know, that can affect. But if after that we were maybe capable to score twice, for sure we win. We were better. We were better than Liverpool. I profit to say that. We were better than Liverpool in this final. We deserve more. And we propose, I think, and we dominate, and they score, of course, and they win. Some circumstances that affect us, but I think if we show this capacity to score more goals than your opponent, for sure you'll win. But it was our responsibility to lose the final, and we cannot blame the referee decision or the VAR decision. But, you know, in this business, all is possible. You need to accept all the ideas and all the way to work and analyze the thing that happened in football, you know.
How long does it take you to process a defeat?
I'm still thinking, when it's a massive disappointment in your life, of course, that is football disappointment. Sport disappointment is completely different when the real life affect you. Yes, it's going to be, you know, in some point it's very proud to help a club like Tottenham to achieve the Champions League final and to work and I think made an unbelievable season. But in some point, really sad, because it was a great opportunity for us to be in the history of football and to provide the fans a massive happiness. And for us to say we were capable with everything again to be very successful. If you lift the trophy, you are very successful, but the second is a failure, no? But we are not thinking like this. But of course, that is make you sad, because Of course, the people recognized the job that was fantastic, but to finish winning the Champions League should be an amazing.
So mentally, when do you draw the line and say, right, we forget it now, we've had the disappointment, we now look forward again? How long does that take you before you make that decision?
I wanted to move quick forward, but I don't want to say nothing that, you know, because now it's in the past.
I think what Damien means is, in your head, when do you decide, right, there's no point focusing on a defeat now, now we go forwards? Because what's the benefit to dwelling on a defeat, you know?
Monday, that was Saturday, Monday, I was thinking in to try to build again.
Almost immediately?
Immediately, yes, because when you are so competitive and when you are a winner, you know, stuck in the past. You lose, but you want to win tomorrow again. You want to play and to start to work into Bill. But the problem is when you're not fine.
But you're able to do that because you've reached a point in your life where you can use failure or negative experience as an energy source. You can do that, can't you? That drives you on to the next thing, yeah? But not everyone can do that. Some people just get knocked by failure. They get knocked by disappointment.
I wasn't knocked because of we didn't win the final. Because it was a massive, we want to take like a massive experience for us and learn and to be ready again for the next season. Because we were fighting to be on the top four. In the same point that we were fighting to be in the final of the Champions League against Manchester City or first Borussia Dortmund, Manchester City and Ajax, we were fighting to be in the top four. And we, with Harry Kane injured, with Son that no play the first few months because we gave the possibility to be in the Asian Cup to try to avoid the military service.
Yeah.
No one talk about that because today Son is in Tottenham because we allowed him to go to play two competition that wasn't compulsory for, and rather to say no, be selfish and say no, because I am the coach, I need to win, so I stay here. But for because of the club, because if not 2 years, and you need to stop the contract with Son. But no one say nothing about that. That was my decision, or was our decision, to provide him the time to go to. We didn't have in the first 6 months, we didn't play with Son, and then was injured too, or different players that were injured. But, you know, I think that the most important is when you are a winner and you love to compete, you move quick on. But the problem was how to move, you know, and to start again to build this new project. That for me was finished, the chapter was finished with the final of the Champions League.
How do you learn that though? Like, forget the Champions League and even forget Tottenham. In life, how do you learn to get defeated or beaten in whichever circle and then to move on again? How is that? How do people learn to do that, to stay positive?
With experience. Because only with experience. When you suffer the failure, when you suffer and you are very successful, when you are very successful today, you need to feel that tomorrow doing the same, maybe you fail. And you say, why? And you put in question yourself. And when you fail, you say, oh, I need to stick with my ideas because I need to be strong because tomorrow I can win.
So failure is good.
I don't like failure because I fail a lot, but I think all the in life always you are going to have the percentage of failure and successful are going to be in your life, no, in different.
So what would you say has been the most valuable failure that you've had in your career?
I don't know. I think in every single experience you create some emotion. If you aware about that, make you capitalize the experience with that emotion and make you for sure better.
So is there one particular incident where you look back now and you can recognize how valuable the lessons that it taught you was?
I cannot say one. I seen plenty or thousands of experience that in every circumstance make you to realize that maybe you need to change or you need to do the thing better. Of course, the last one was the champion of the final of the Champions League. Or
are you a better manager for losing the Champions League final?
No, I'm not better manager. But it's true that if I gave my best, I'm going to give again my best and one step more farther. You know, that is
there's a
because
fire
I don't
in
want
you,
to.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel again that emotion, and that experience for sure. Like a group is going to make us to. We are going to face again a similar situation. Of course that we need to put different because it's going to be different circumstance, but try to be farther in our preparation or in the way that we are going to take the decision for sure.
And is it a good reminder that even in a world as exciting as football, you need to stay connected to the real world, the world outside of the game? Because when you have these low moments or even the high moments, the reality is not football, the reality is the real world. Is that important to you?
Yes, the problem for us, real world is football. Is our real world with our family, our friends, the fans, the board, the people that work every day with you. That is our real world. I don't know. I think the problem is sometimes the stress or the pressure about the money, about the business, make you to lose the focus. That football is a game that you need to behave natural because it's, you are a talented people that you are involved in football because you are talented, not because of money or because you play football or we coach football, not because it's our way to find money to enjoy what is my passion. My passion is football. I don't need money. I play football because I love the game. Our responsibility is to say, football is not an ordinary business, and people need to understand. But today is managing this game, this spirit, this passion, this obsession. All that is managing for people that only think maybe in business.
Yeah.
And sometimes they believe because they are in football involved for 20 years, they believe that understand all that emotions and that psychology. That only you understand, you were involved in the dressing room, or you touched the ball in front to 100,000 people, or 100 million when you are playing in the World Cup. That pressure is not when you are you in front, I don't know, or when you are talking in front to the TV or in the radio that the people is listening to you. That affects your psychology and your decision. And that is why football is changing a lot, it's so interesting.
I'm always fascinated that you shared a room with Diego Maradona when you were a teenage boy. What one lesson did you learn from him, the greatest footballer of all time, that you've carried through to today?
Yes, lucky that we have some pictures. And can show to my kid that, and my friend that I was with Diego Maradona when I was playing with him. I think what I learned from him, again, is not about football, because he's a genius. It's about how simple he was, huge personality, the best player in the world, how humble he was, and the spirit of that he was like a guardian of protecting the spirit of the game. The football is collective, and how he respect his teammate. That is, I think, was the most important thing that I learned from him. He was playing for him, but more to try to help the team to win. I was lucky to share with him 6 months, but every single teammate that he has, all talk in the same way.
My final question, all the things that you've learned, all the highs, all the lows, all the travels, all the journeys. When you next stand in front of a bunch of football players at a new club, what's the first thing you will say to those players to get them immediately understanding what is required from you?
Yes, I think is the key, the first sentences, the first word, the first hello. When the first you met and joined, I think more than the verbal sentences of word is your attitude and your energy that you are going to translate the player. The first always is about we are here to try to help you to be the best and to be better every single day. And we need to split professional than human side. We are going to be there if you need some advice about, because we are older than you. But and then our professional decision cannot be affected for our personal relationship. One thing is we are friends. Another is if you deserve to play or not. And no mix, that is so important. I think it's two separate things.
I love that. Listen, thank you so much for giving up your time today. We really appreciate it. I think the big takeaway for me from this conversation, and I know that you're a believer in universal energy, is just bringing positivity into the room. If you bring positivity, you know, it's all taking something in the right direction.
It's like this.
And then it's up to them.
Exactly, it's up to them, and it's like this.
Well, since we recorded that podcast with Maurizio Pochettino, obviously coronavirus has somewhat disrupted our lives. Therefore, Damien and I can't be together for what is our usual post-interview debrief. But it's safe to say we both found Maurizio fascinating and we really did want to share our thoughts. So first of all, here are Damien's reflections and also his own advice for staying positive at such a difficult time.
I think my reflection on it was a distinction that he made between footballers and the human being behind it. And it reminded me of an interview I did many years ago with Angelo Dundee, who was the trainer of Muhammad Ali and Sugar Ray Leonard. And in the conversation that I had with Angelo, I kept talking about his work with fighters, and he stopped me and he said, can I just clarify? He said, I don't work with fighters, I work with men that just happen to fight. That to me reminded me of what Maurizio was saying. He doesn't work with footballers, he works with young men that just happen to play football. And I think what that means is that he really does seem to invest in the human side of it. He treats them as humans. And you can see why that engenders such loyalty and commitment from people. As you say, we're living in really quite unusual times. And I think my advice to anybody that's listening to this podcast is be kind. And that starts by being kind to ourselves. I think when we start from the position of being kind to ourselves, it gives us the opportunity then to start treating others with kindness and empathy and respect and understanding.
Thanks, Damien. And thank you at home for listening. I think it's fair to say Maurizio is worth spending your time with, wasn't he? I loved his kind of spirituality, really. How much empathy he had for his players, or I guess he'd look at them as his sons or like his family almost. I guess believing that close connection gets the best out of them, but also that absolute rock solid belief that he can not only feel how they feel, but then use that to make them a better version of themselves. I mean, the stories he told about shaking their hands or kind of touching them and feeling from them an energy was just incredible. Nothing I expected to hear, and certainly nothing I've ever heard spoken about in football anywhere I've been. I was blown away. He has an incredible aura. I actually left wanting to spend more time with him. Which can't always be the case. And I'm telling you now, whichever club lands him next, they will be a lucky football club. He had so much energy. We spoke before the pod in his office and he just feels raring to go. You know, he seems ready, as does Jesus Perez, his assistant. They're a really strong team and I wish them all the very best. Well, in these strange times, I just wanted to quickly say thanks again for perhaps finding a bit of solace and a bit of comfort with the High Performance Podcast. Once again, please just stay safe and be sensible wherever you're listening to this. Follow the local advice. Seek help if you need it. Make sure you keep your physical and mental well-being at the top of your list of priorities. And lots of love to you. Lots of love to your families. And please do join us next time for the High Performance Podcast. All the best. Thank you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.